Thank you, brother. Thanks, Scott. As Scott mentioned, I've been doing this a little while. I know most of you, many of you, and I see new faces out there. It's been my pleasure to get to know a lot of people here, and I got to tell you, men of BCC, you're blowing it. You're just not getting it done. We're putting out information for you. We're putting out a lot of good stuff, and you're not getting it right. Just kidding. That's me channeling my inner Paul. If you read letters that Paul wrote, he always starts out with this flourishing, bubbly language. I've longed to see you. Many times have I wanted to be in your presence. I always pray for you, my brethren. That's not how he starts out, Galatians. He starts it out, what's going on over there? Right? Does anybody feel like that sometime in their lives? What's going on over here? Okay. So it's a different book. I didn't know much about Galatians, right? Fruits of the Spirit, right? We may be one of the most quoted parts of Galatians, but getting into this, and then as we were thinking about what the topic was going to be for this semester a few months ago, a church I really like from Jacksonville, Florida, Church of 1122. I listened to podcasts, and they started a study on Galatians, and that kind of cemented in me, hey, that's what we ought to do. So I'm going to give you a brief introduction. We want to make sure you have plenty of table time and get to know your brothers, so I'm just going to go over a few things. Dallas is going to come up next week and really get it started. And I don't want to steal any of his thunder, although I might anyway. Who knows what I got on these slides that he's like, oh man, I was going to talk about that next week. Let's see. So the five W's of Galatians, who? Paul, an apostle of Christ and former persecutor of the way. I think sometimes, I mean, there's even a Christmas carol, what a strange way to save the world, a baby born in a manger, you know. This whole kind of thought of like, if God was going to save the world, why did we get this little baby in a backwards town from a nowhere tribe, from a nowhere family, worshiped by shepherds? Why didn't some guy come down from heaven? And he said, well, this is how God does it. This is how God works. You might say the same thing. Why Paul, this guy who persecuted the way, think was designed, who was a bigger expert in the law than Paul? No one, right? A Jew among Jews, as to the law, a Pharisee. He knew everything. He knew what the benefits of knowing the law could be. He knew what the benefits of sacrificing the flesh could be. What did it get him? It got him an encounter on the road to Damascus with the risen Lord. What? It's a letter to the church at Galatia. I had to go look this up. Where's Galatia? Kind of central Turkey, depending on what map you look at. This is a map of the Roman provinces. Why is it called Galatia? Any guesses out there? Come on. Gauls. Well, in this case, Gauls. There was a movement of Celtic people from the area we now call France, which was often called Gaul, or we had the Gallic Wars, if you remember. All these Celts moved from the area of France over to central Turkey. It became the land of the Gauls, or Galatia. That's free, by the way. Just free knowledge you get here. When was this written? Probably around 50 AD. They're very confident it was before this Council of Jerusalem that was in 50 AD. They think Paul wrote this shortly before them. So about 17 years after the crucifixion, after Paul had not only been visited by the risen Christ, he then spent a few years learning. 3 years. I found that interesting. How long was Christ's earthly ministry? About 3 years. How much of that did Paul get? None. He wasn't here. There were some of the these Judaizers who you're going to learn about. They were saying, he's not even a real apostle. He wasn't there. And Paul explains, I am a real apostle. Where? Where was Paul when he wrote the letter? Well, it doesn't seem to be very firmly known. Quite likely on his third missionary journey, he might have been in Ephesus, he might have been in Antioch. Why? Here's the big one, right? He was concerned about the church and the church falling under the influence of a false gospel. Now, some of you are wondering maybe what is the church and the church? I talked about this in a previous lesson. When you see often the little C church, we're talking about a building or we're talking about a group of people. In this case, the little C church would be the Galatians. But he's also concerned about the big C church, the body of Christ, the movement, the way, as we talked about before. Falling under the influence of a false gospel. What is this false gospel? You need something other than Jesus. You need Jesus and fill in the blank, a ritual, a rite, a circumcision, which becomes the central theme of this particular letter. And he's saying, no, you, Christ came to fulfill the law. It's all done. So what are some of the themes we're going to talk about in Galatians? And I'm going to go through four themes by pulling a few lines, a few verses out of the text. Paul writes, "Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God?" He says this in response to the Judaizers who are saying, "Hey, we know how you should study the gospel. We know what it means. And for you and I, it might cause us to question, what is it that motivates my spiritual actions? Am I doing something because I think this activity is necessary for my salvation? Is this activity what's bringing me closer to God? Or am I trying to please somebody? Am I trying to please my friends, my neighbors, my parents? Oh, I do this because my parents did. It's the way we always did it. He says, if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. This is hard for me. I don't know, coming up in the Episcopalian tradition, maybe it's a little more ecumenical. There's more rites. There's more rituals. And especially when it comes to the topic of circumcision, Paul's saying, no, that was part of the law. And you're going to learn from Dallas and George and Richard and Jay and maybe a little from me as well. You're going to learn what it means to say, Christ, if righteousness comes from the law, Christ died for nothing. And I was promised this worked. Ah, what then is the purpose of the law? Stay tuned. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. We hear this all the time. Whoop, yeah, right? You've heard that. We sing about it. It's for Christ set us free. Be free. Whoa. It's often quoted, but what does it free me from? Or does it free me from? Maybe it frees me so that. Right? We're gonna dive into that. God, I just want to talk about all this stuff, but I got to get off the stage. Finally, the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Anyone know it? And love your neighbor as yourself, right? For the entire law is fulfilled in this one command. It can't be that easy, can it? Can't be that easy. The entire law, really? I don't know about that. Stay tuned. I want to introduce you teachers real quick. George Lair. George, where are you? Saw you. There's George. Young clap, it's okay. Jay Santiago. Jay is suffering for the Lord with his wife on an anniversary trip in Costa Rica. So lift them up. We hope they will find some way to enjoy that. Tom Ferguson, you've already heard from today. Tom's a rookie on the teaching team. And very excited to have him. I've had the pleasure of hearing Tom speak at a couple of different events. You're in for a good time. It's always a good ride. Richard Dick. Richard is over there. And Dallas Shaw. Again, always a good ride. Dallas will be up here Dallas will be up here next week. He'll spend this intervening time figuring out what he's going to talk about. Now that I've introduced Galatians to you, he's going to take about the first 9 chapters, I think, and really dive into what this thing is where Paul's saying, what are you guys doing over there? You're blowing it. Don't blow it. And I don't know who that guy is. Thank you. Resources, right. There's a couple of books. We were investigating getting them in the Nook over here, so these might be available for purchase at some point. We'll see. There's no requirement. R.C. Sproul wrote an excellent expositional commentary on Galatians. Thank you, George, for suggesting that. And this study guide, this is more of it's a very thin thing. If I don't know if any of my teachers have one, they can wave it, but this is how we're breaking up the assignments for the teachers. So I guess if you have this, you'll at least know what the next teacher's going to be, what verses they're talking on. John MacArthur, R.C. Sproul, hey man, we don't bring the second stringers when we're picking materials. These are guys that are giants of the faith, giants of teaching the gospel, giants of apologetics, exegetical talking. I like throwing a Marty word in there every now and then. Here's some discussion questions. They're pretty softball today. Who's your table leader? Do you have a roster? And how can we pray each other? Would like make sure you guys get to know each other if you don't already. I'm going to leave by way of a little story of that I've kind of comes to me by way of a podcast I heard. I have a life verse. I mean, many of you probably have a life verse. Mine's kind of long. 2 Timothy 4:6-8. For I'm already being poured out like a drink offering. The time of my departure is at hand. I've run the race. I've fought the good fight. I've kept the faith. Now there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, but not just for me, but for all of those who have loved his appearing. And I love this verse, and it came to me initially from my grandfather's funeral, and so it's very much part of me, but it's so long. And then I'm thinking in Galatians, I think Galatians 1:15, the first 3 words, but when God. But when God, Paul says, but when, he had just given his kind of his resume as a Jew. And he said, but when God formed me, he wanted me to know this gospel. He wanted me to know this Christ. And I think that's the message, but when God, not but when I, or but when these people, or but when I did this thing. When God decided to choose me, to offer me this gift. So I'm thinking about, I may have an addition. Can a guy have 2 life verses? Can we do that? But when God. So I thank you, brothers, for being here this morning. Get to know each other. Again, a special thanks to Mark Borowski. You already heard him called out today. He's going to keep the trains running on time. If your train's late, talk to Mark. Talk to me, talk to Tom. Any base camp issues, questions, suggestions you have, our phones are always on. I could say my door is always open, but it's try to get a little current. So let me send to tables in prayer. Father, thank you so much for this fall semester. Thank you for the men who are gathered here. May friendships be grown and strengthened. May new friendships be created. Above all, may your word be studied, hidden in our hearts. And may it be the fuel that sends us out in the world to send your love to your people. Amen.